As you know, if you've been listening to the show on Friday nights, we do a segment called Reality Check. Tracy Swartz, the Ink columnist at the Chicago Tribune, joins us to talk about the Chicago storylines on reality television. Of course, The Bachelorette, the prime reality show that's happening right now. And, you know, one of the stories that's been playing out is Chicago's representation. We had four, Pete. I mean, as you are the, you watch the show. You are the resident viewer of The Bachelorette for the download.
And that includes like two episodes. I watch vicariously through my wife, or she watches through me, or, you know, something like that.
But
she
watches. But there were four guys. One of them got bounced on the first day. And then next one bounced, and then there were two left, and that's kind of where we're at. Tracy Swartz joins us now. Tracy, did I accurately portray that? Was that anywhere near? Did I get it right?
You boiled like 12 hours of television I've watched down into 2 minutes. So, yeah, I think you've got it about right.
Well, The Bachelorette, of course, when we kicked off the season, I mean, this was such a big deal for Chicago. You wrote about, others wrote about, that there were a pretty intense Chicago representation for this year, four or five guys that were from the area.
Yeah, four guys. She started with 31, four of them from the Chicago area. So there were high hopes for Chicago. There was the four guys who actually live in Chicago. Plus, there was the guy, Peter, your favorite, who is from Wisconsin, but he was named hottest trainer of 2012 by Time Out Chicago. It's like four and a half from Chicago.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I'm a hot trainer kind of guy. You know that about me. I like the hot trainers.
So we had two episodes this week, because there's not going to be an episode next week because of the holiday. So, unfortunately, one of our guys got out each of the episodes. On Monday, Iggy, your favorite Iggy, was unceremoniously cut. And then on Tuesday's episode, which actually ran Wednesday morning, it aired Wednesday morning in Chicago because of the Cubs game, 1 o'clock in the morning it aired on Wednesday, Anthony was cut. Former Northwestern football player.
Oh, no. So wait.
He was on that horseback riding game with her.
Which one, Tracy, which one last week you told us that there was the snitch in the house that was from Chicago, and he was that Iggy?
That was Iggy. So Iggy basically snitched on the house and snitched on other people in the house. And then, sure enough, on Monday's episode, he was cut, and he cried when he was cut. He was very upset and said he shouldn't have spent time snitching on the other people, but it was too late.
He learned his lesson.
And now I finally can tell you, he and Diggy were spotted, filming Bachelor in Paradise.
So they're both at Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes. There was a photo TMZ posted this week, showing Iggy and Diggy, hanging out. It looked a little bit of a hot tub-ish situation.
So
Iggy, of course, spoiled this weeks ago. He was in Mexico during that first iteration. For those who don't remember, Bachelor in Paradise is a show where the Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants from previous seasons sort of pair up in Mexico. And this season they started filming, and then there was some allegations of some misconduct. It got the production was halted. They did an investigation, Warner Brothers, and found that Warner Brothers did okay. So they resumed filming. And so anyway, Iggy posted a picture of himself on Instagram weeks ago showing him at the airport with Diggy and a guy who was on a previous season of The Bachelorette. But it was a big deal because he had not yet been kicked off of The Bachelorette.
So he spoiled himself.
He spoiled himself. I was able to confirm that, yes, he was in Mexico during that ill-fated taping. And then, of course, that new photo showed him and Diggy over there. So that show was originally supposed to air in August. I'm not sure now with production stopping, they haven't, you know, announced it. But usually you get a couple dozen former contestants on there, and we'll see, I guess, if Iggy and Diggy end up finding love because they didn't find it with Rachel.
So, okay, so the four Chicagoans are gone. So that's it. Is the half Chicagoan still around, or is he gone too?
No, Peter is still around, and Peter is one of her favorites. This is the guy, that Jimmy Kimmel predicted would win the whole thing. They both they seem to really get along. They both have gaps in their front teeth, so they're pretty compatible just from that alone.
Okay, good to know. All right, so at least our guy is still in the running, has an opportunity. So how many people are left on the show? How many episodes are left? They're not going to be on this next week. But you said that Bachelor in Paradise starts in, or will air in August, so I'm assuming there's only a month left of Bachelorette.
She only has six contestants left. So they, Tuesday's episode, like I said, that ran aired Wednesday in Chicago, she cut six people. So she got rid of basically half of the guys, and so she's down to six. But now you start to slow things down. You have to go to hometown. You have to visit their hometowns, meet their family. They meet your family. So I don't think that she has many weeks left, maybe like 4 weeks left. But I also don't know, because the production stoppage on Bachelor in Paradise, if that will still air on August 8th, like it was supposed to before. They have not announced it yet. Basically, I mean, I'm getting in touch with ABC on this matter is just very difficult.
Tracy Swartz, the ink columnist of Chicago Tribune, joins us every Friday in our segment called Reality Check, where we get updated on the Chicago storylines in reality television. So I guess I guess we can all cheer for our half Chicagoan. That's all that's left on The Bachelorette. Is there any other reason to watch? And the second part of that question, what do you keep saying that it didn't air till 1 o'clock in the morning? I mean, does that really tick off Chicago audiences? Because this is a big show that has a lot of following. Like, do you hear from people that are like, that's just unacceptable?
Oh, yeah. So they were, it was not initially on the schedule that an episode was going to air Tuesday. But I think because the calendar, and maybe they're maybe trying to move things around because of Bachelor in Paradise, so they decided it was going to air on Tuesday. But the ABC station in Chicago, it was already planning to air the Cubs national game. So they decided that the first run for the Bachelorette in Chicago would be 1:07 to 3:07 Wednesday morning.
Wow.
So your girl here, just to, you know, for you and the readers, stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning to watch Anthony get kicked off.
Wow.
Yeah, see, this caused a lot of problem at my house, too, because my wife listens to about 12 Bachelorette podcasts on Wednesday morning, and she was mad that her Wednesday was ruined because she couldn't listen to 12 podcasts.
Hey, you would think that the Bachelorette franchise is one of the hottest thing that ABC has, right?
Oh, yeah. There are people upset. Yeah.
Yeah. The idea that would happen. I mean, I guess there's nothing you can do if you have a Cubs game schedule. There's not much you can do. You can't put like an ABC 0.2, 7.2 HD channel. They couldn't do that.
No. And there are people like cursing, and the Cubs didn't even win. So it wasn't even, you know, a good Cubs game. There are people very upset. Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, even weighed in and said, you know, we're sorry. Good luck to the Cubbies. Even better luck to Rachel. We're very sorry, Chicago, that you're not going to get to see it with the rest of us.
Wow, we're getting there. We're getting national attention for terrible programming choices. All right, so, you know, that wraps up The Bachelorette. I mean, we'll continue to talk with you about whether or not our half Chicagoan gets it. What's his name again?
Peter.
Got to remember that, Peter. All right, so Peter is still in the running. So when the question becomes, when you go back to his hometown, it's not going to be Chicago. Is it going to be like somewhere in Wisconsin?
Yeah, he's from, I think, the Madison area. But I also think he was spending some time out in L.A., but I do believe that she does travel with him to Wisconsin. There were some photos that were released of the two of them together.
All right. Okay, so before I let you go, you know, we've been paying attention to some other reality shows that are on. Spouse House. Classic name. I love that name.
Can you say that without laughing? No, you can't.
I can't. It's such a dumb name, Spouse House. There's a spouse in the house. So where are we at with the other reality shows and their connection to Chicago?
Sure. So Married at First Sight, which is filmed in Chicago this season, is the sixth singles that paired up from the Chicago area. We're about halfway through. So they've been married for about a month, and they have about a month left to decide if they want to stay married or get divorced. And Justin, can I tell you, you know how much reality TV I watch. This is why I'm on this show. I have never seen a sillier argument than the one that aired on this Thursday's episode of Married at First Sight. Can you believe this? That this couple, so basically this episode was all about the 1 month anniversary, and each couple celebrated in a different way. One couple went out to Galena, went to like a B&B. Another couple who live in Barrington, they dined at home and then sort of walked along the Riverwalk. The Chicago couple, the one who lives like downtown area, they also went to the Riverwalk. They went to the Island Party Hut where you can, you know, play bags and cornhole. They got into the biggest fight over cornhole. I have never seen this. In fact, I was watching this episode at home and my husband turned to me, he's like, is that an actual thing, like an argument over cornhole?
They're arguing like over the like rules and like who won and lost and that kind of stuff?
No. The wife in the relationship is very like skittish about stuff. She doesn't want to do anything. She doesn't want to step out of her comfort zone. She had not played cornhole in what she said was many years, and she didn't want to embarrass herself on TV or in front of her husband. And so she was like trying to downplay it, like, man, I haven't played in so many years. And, you know, she's playing and she's not very good, but whatever, it's cornhole, who cares? And she's getting very upset. He has to sit her down, say, it's okay, it's just bags. This is who I am. I like to play bags. Like, you're not going to change me. So there they are on the Riverwalk.
Oh, no.
And he's getting so upset because she is not good at cornhole. And he's like, this is what it takes to be part of my family. Is like, I imagine us playing bags for years to come. So you need to get with the program.
Wow. Tracy, that's...
Yes. Classic Chicago argument.
Yeah. Babe, I love bags. If you want to get with this, you're going to have to love bags too. Something like that, and I'd pretty much nail it. Let's do it. I'm going
to
do a real quick.
Pretty much, but you have to be. She has to be more teary in your reenactments.
Okay.
He has to be more emphatic. Like, I do crazy things sometimes. I play bags. Like, you better. This is who I am. You're not going to change me.
Here's the reenactment. I just you knew I wasn't good at bags. And then he'd be like, babe, this is who I am. All right? I love nachos. I love jalapeno poppers. And I love bags. If you don't love bags, then you just, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't be married at first sight. And then you hit the music and it swells and they go to commercial. Right?
That's pretty much it. I mean, can you imagine a more quintessential argument after spending your 1 month wedding anniversary that you had with a stranger by going to Harry Carey's on Navy Pier? No.
All right, so Married at First Sight, that sounds like a winner. When does that air? That's Thursday nights on, what you told me this was TLC?
The Lifetime Network.
Oh, Lifeline.
The Lifetime Network.
Lifetime.
Come on, it's your favorite. It's your favorite network.
It is my favorite network. And then what is anything on Spouse House is, again, I can't say it without laughing. That's the other one that's shot in Chicago or has Chicago people, right?
No, it's even worse. It's 14 Chicago people who are supposed to pair up and get married, but they didn't film it in Chicago. They brought them out to L.A. because you can't find love in Chicago. They got to, you know,
do they act like it's
west.
In Chicago, like they show externals and then they're back in like a house that's in L.A. or no?
They haven't actually released the screener yet, so it hasn't aired. It airs July 9th. And that's on the TLC. That's the Learning Channel, Justin, the Learning Channel Network. That one airs, yeah, next month. Other than that, I mean, we've had some horrible runs with reality TV. We just had a guy kicked off Big Brother after only being on the show for 12 hours. He's a microbiologist, a suburban microbiologist, and he tried to do this weird striptease to kind of stay on the show, couldn't make it. We had two guys from Lake County who were dropped in the wilderness for a show called Alone, who they also had to tap out because they couldn't last but a day. So we've kind of had a bad month for reality stars from Chicago.
I love it. Tracy, I mean, this is must listen to radio for you to explain where everyone's at from Chicago, the people from our area that are losing in reality television. I love it. Tracy Swartz is the Ink columnist for Chicago Tribune. She joins us every Friday night for our segment Reality Check. Tracy, till next week, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.